Begin. So I'm continuing from last week's Shaila. I'll repeat the Shaila again. This is part two. Last week's Shaila was as follows. In Eretz Yisrael, where all the cases we've been talking about took place in Eretz Yisrael, is an individual who owned a supermarket, a large supermarket, decided to go away to England, and he was going to be there a few weeks before and through Pesach. He asked a neighbor, a friend of his, if he could sell the chametz on his behalf, and he said, certainly I'd love to help you out. Comes Pesach, and of course, like anybody else, got very busy, and he forgot to sell the chametz. And this individual who owned a lot of bread and chametz now was left with what's called chametz shavar la Pesach, chametz left out of a Pesach that was not batel, that was not sold, and would seemingly be usher bihana. So, now, is the individual who was supposed to sell it, the shliach, is he responsible to pay back? That was the question that was posed to the Beis Din. So we dealt with last week was maybe the truth is the bittul actually worked. There was a bittul that took place. Even though the individual, the owner of the supermarket, had asked the shliach to do bittul for him and also to mechirat, we do two steps when it comes to our chametz. We do a bittul, we do a bunch of things. We do a bedika, we do a bittul, we do a mechira. So the individual, regarding the bittul right now, we'll get to mechira in just a moment. The bittul, although no bittul actually took place, because the shliach didn't do his part, we discussed perhaps the very expression of the owner of the supermarket when he said, I want you to do the bittul on my behalf. That alone, according to some poskim, is enough to create a bittul. Even though he didn't formally say it's bittul, but the mere fact that he said, I don't want the chametz anymore, that was a svar we had from the Ketzos HaChoshen. I'll just remind you what it was. Bittul normally is, you take an item, it's nullified. You have to do some type of action. But when it comes to chametz, the ktos was mechadish, that the truth is, chametz isn't mine. When chametz Pesach comes, chametz is aser, but the Torah is mechadish, it comes back into my possession. So if I say I don't want it, it doesn't come back in my possession. And chametz becomes aser, and the mere fact that, again, I said I don't want it, I said the fact that I appointed him to be mevato, that expression is enough to say, I don't want it again. That was last week's discussion, and there was a bittul that took place, at least according to the Ketzos, although it's a machlokas posting whether that's effective, when it comes to a big hefsid mammon, a big monetary loss, which was certainly the case, we can rely on the lenient position that bittul worked. Okay, the bittul worked, it was batel. Now, we have to deal with the next step. What's the next step? There's no mechira. Why do we do mechira? In general, we all do bittul. Why do we have to do mechira? I'm mevatel all my chametz, my cereal, my challah, whatever it might be. I'm mevatel. Why? I'm mevatel. I don't own it. There's no iser of bal yera bal yematze. Why do I have to do a mechira? Everybody here does a mechira. What's the need? I don't own it anymore. So this is that today's. So today's discussion, we're going to go through that. So let's take a look. So look now. On page number one, I know it's a little backwards, I apologize, but look at page number one, it looks like this. The Beis Yosef, really far before that, the tour, in the center, in the circle, the Osei, the tour writes as follows. Chametz shenimsa bebeis Yisrael achar Pesach, Oser b'Yushalmi. If one finds chametz in his house after Pesach is over, the Yushalmi says it's Oser. Afal pi shebitlu, even though he was mevatelit, the chayshinan shema yarim lomer, he might play some games and trickery and say shebitlu afal pi shelo bitlu. What might he say? The guy opens up, he finds cereal boxes, he finds with Crispix, whatever you guys like to eat, and he says, "I was mevatelit," even though he really wasn't mevatel. If he was mevatelit, it would actually be mutter. But chachamim were concerned. Let's say he wasn't mevatelit, and he finds chametz in his cereal in his cabinet. He might tell his wife, "Don't worry, fine, I was mevatelit." He's embarrassed to tell his wife he forgot to be mevatelit. He says, "I was mevatelit," but he really wasn't mevatelit. So Chachamim said, "All chametz found in the house is aser, even if you were mevatelit." That's the Yerushalmi says. Ubala iter asu beachila, you can eat it, but hitiru bana, you can benefit. You could sell it. V'ein tam nachon, I don't agree, says the Torah. L'chalik, I don't think you should distinguish. Bein achila l'hana. You cannot eat it, nor can you benefit. So what comes out straight from the Torah is, if you're mevatel chametz, and you leave food in your property, It's Aser after Pesach. Now take a look at the Beis Yosef at the bottom left here. He just records a little bit of the background here to appreciate this halacha further. Osei, he writes, Chametz shenimsa bebeis Yisrael achar Pesach Oser b'Yushalmi. So he quotes Perek Kol Shah, a Perek in Pesachim. Kosev HaRush, the Rush writes, V'zeh Lashona. Yisrael shematza chametz bebeiso achar Pesach. If a Yid finds chametz in his house after Pesach is over, min hadin humutter. The truth is, according to the letter of the law, it's permitted. However, the chayvan debilu, because he is mevatel it, so he doesn't own it, and really after Pesach he could reacquire it. Lo aver al bal yirah, he didn't violate any isurim deraisa of owning it or seeing it or finding it. V'leka lemiknesei, we shouldn't penalize him. Really, he should be mutter. Nonetheless, b'yushalmi pligi ba, there's a machlokas. The garcina and hasam there in the Yushalmi it says hefker chemso b'yudalad. If on yudalad he's mafkir his chametz. Achar Pesach mahu, what's the din if it was mafkir before Pesach and now the bread remains in his property afterwards? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser, Reish Lakish Amar Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Chayish Laharama, he was concerned that he might play games and say it was batel, even though he wasn't mevatel. Reish Lakish Lo Chayish Laharama, he wasn't concerned, and therefore, so long as he was mevatel, it'd be mutter after Pesach. We always, of course, passing like Rabbi Yochanan. So what comes out from this Yushalmi is, if an individual was mevatel his chametz, and he didn't sell it, he's mevatel the chametz, and it still remains in his possession after Pesach, it's aser midrabanan, because we're choshesh, we're concerned of ha'arama. So that would be a big problem right now. So let's hold off to everything to the end. So now, take a look, how do we paskin alach lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch? So look at page number 2, which means flip your page upside down, like turn it and flip it. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in the very top there, Chametz shenimsa bebeis Yisrael achra Pesach aser af al pishe batlu. It's aser. That's it. Straight halacha. It's aser. Which case, even though we said last week the bitta was effective with regard to the owner of the supermarket, but the mechir was not. I mean, when we say here it's found in the house, I mean it's found in the house while you still own it. If you sell it, everybody, we all do that. If you sell your chametz, you do bitta and sell it, it's certainly fine. We're talking about bitta where there is no mechira. Mechira is one way to get rid of it, either get rid of it literally from your house or get rid of the ownership from your house, but none of that was done, it would be aser. The case of the supermarket, although we said we could rely on the makel opinions that there was a bittel, but there certainly was no mechira. Are there, well, hold on, let's say it off. Are there any heterim to rely on the fact that he did not do a mechira? So take a look in the Mishnah. I'm going to hate to the end, please. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom here. The circle and the Osei there. He writes, Aser, Afa Pisha Bitlu, says the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, Hefkiro, even though he's Mevatel, or he was Mafkir, V'Yisura Hu Afilu Ba'anai Paskins. You can't benefit. You can't even sell it. You can't even give it to your dog. V'Afa Gav Dikasha Bitlu, Eino Over Babal Yeira, even though he did Bitlu properly. And there's no longer Nitzat the Raisa. He doesn't own it, technically. Mikol Makom, Chashashu Chacham Shim Natiru Kisha Bitlu. If we allow, in a case where he was mevatel, yesh lachush shi'aniach kol adam chemso alacha Pesach, people are going to leave their bread after Pesach. The yomer they're going to claim incorrectly shifkiru kol adam Pesach kadesh shinat delo, even though they were not really mafkir. So again, that just reiterates what we've been seeing. There was a bittel, but there was no mechira or any other form of getting rid of the chametz in their property. So what kulas are there possibly to rely on to apply to this individual? So take a look here, the next piece, page number 3, a long berlacha. We're only going to see the top of it, but this is the Mishnah Berurah in his comments on the berlacha. We're going to try to plug in, instead of biur, we're going to plug in the word mechira. He's about to talk about a case. The way it was supposed to be done is, you do bittel, and then you do beer. You burn your chametz, and there's physically no chametz in the property. We do beer, but we don't get rid of all the chametz. Most people don't. Many people, because it's a loss of money, we keep cereal, whatever you like to keep in your house, we keep it. So instead of beer, we do a mechira. It's the same thing, in essence. So now, when we read the word beer, try to plug in the word mechira here and see how it would apply to our particular case. So it says the Berlacha as follows. The Berlacha writes, Afilu, at the top of page number 3, Afilu hinichu shogega onus. I'm in Mishabura. HaMechaber Sosam Lo Pirish. The Mechaber just says halacha, but he doesn't explain, doesn't qualify. Imairi Shemachmes Shogeg Ones Lo Bir is the case where the individual was not Mevar Chametz. Was it because it was an accident? Because an Ones, something crazy happened? Vegam Lo Bittel Mishim Hachyasr, and there's also no Bittel. And for that reason, the Mechaber Paskins, it's Aser if there's no beer. Across the board, it's Aser, even if it was Ones. But in Bittel, if there was a Bittel, Afshalo Baduk Machmas Ones Mutter. So let's say he was Mevatel Lachametz, but he didn't do Bedika slash beer. He didn't inspect and get rid of it because he was Ones. Something crazy happened. He had an emergency. Kevin Shakopanim Kiyim Ikiradin Midraisa. Since he fulfilled the Ikiradin Midraisa, which is he did a proper Bittel, maybe we would make that he could hold on to the Chametz after Pesach. Again, he did not do beer, but we don't know if he didn't do beer because of an Ones or not. Or perhaps Afilu Bebittel, even if he was Mevatel his Chametz, V'nichu Milavar, but he wasn't able to burn and get rid of the Chametz, Machmas Ones, Nami Aser. So again, the question is, this is the suffix. He did a proper Bittel. Bittel worked. Now, the Chachamim require you, in addition to being Mevatel your Chametz, you must also do a Bedika slash beer. Bedika means look for the chametz. Beer means get rid of the chametz. We're supposed to get rid of it. But let's say he wasn't able to do the bedika and beer because of some emergency. There was an ones. So the Mishabrua is mistopic. He's unsure. Is the Mishabrua, the Mechaber, Machmer, even if he didn't do beer because of an ones, all of his chametz is aser. He had a crazy emergency. He couldn't do the bedika and beer. It's aser. Or no. In the case of ones, maybe we'll be lenient. So long as he did Bittel, if he wanted to do the Bedika and Beer, he just couldn't because of a crazy emergency, maybe then we'll actually let him keep his Chametz. That's the Safek of the Mishnah Berurah that he brings in the Be'er Halacha. And he goes on to quote, if you're still following along inside, this is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top, the end of the line. It says, Nechleku Bazeh Acharonim. The Acharonim have a debate whether we should be Mekel in a case of Ones or Machmir in a case of Ones. Ein lekaman sifhe linen bittel. Diladas hamachmirim, those who are stringent, sham bibadak u bittel, umatzer acha pesach, koshkein hacha shalobad the klal. Here in this case, he didn't do any bedika. Afsha ya honest, even though it was an emergency, he had no choice, he couldn't do bedika. Ach, ledas hamatirim, that theirs were makel in the later case, bibadak u bittel, yeshlomer to hu adin hacha here as well. Afsha lobadak, even though he didn't do a bedika slash biur, we should still be Mekel, Mikol Makom, Kevin Shahya Anus, since it was an emergency against his will. He had to go to the hospital, something happened. Bazelo Gara Mibadak Ubitel, fine. How do we paskim? You go down a couple more lines right before that end of the bracket. He says, Lismoch Makilin Bahana Bamakom Hefsid Miruba. So what comes out is as follows. We would paskin, one should be Machmir, if, again, they did a Bittel. They did not do Bidika. They did not do beer. Is the chametz going to be mutter or aser? So it seems from the Shabur we should be machmir and say that even though it was an ones that he couldn't do the bedik and beer because of an ones, we should machmir and say the chametz is aser. But if it's a case of hefse meruba, a tremendous loss of money, the Shabur paskins one can be lenient and say that the chametz is actually mutter. This case of a person who owns a supermarket, one certainly can be makel because it's considered a hefse meruba. Now, in general, a general point, how one defines a hefse meruba is something very subjective to the person. It comes up when Moshe talks about how do you know if it's hefse meruba? I don't know a person's bank account. I don't know how much $10 could be a big loss and $10,000 for some not a big loss. So how does one know? So the posting who has to decide is certainly not going to look at the person's bank account and be wrong to do so. But he has to assess based on knowing the person, based on assessing maybe the car he drives, the house he lives in, the clothing he wears, and just how he talks. We have to make a judgment call, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. But hefse meruba is something that's very subjective, very specific to the particular person. When it comes to supermarkets, you would imagine if the chametz wasn't sold, that's going to be, I imagine, a large loss of money for that individual, but maybe not always the case. But hefse meruba, it would seem, in this case, we could be makel. And although there was a bittel, and there was no mechira, one in fact can be makel. Now, the Rav Ozner was asked a similar question. Can one be makel in a case of where bittel was done, but mechira was not done, be'ones gamer. And a couple of interesting examples he gives. Let's say they appointed the rav of the community of the shul to be the shliach, and let's say he passes out, has to go to the hospital. Something happens to him, he gets ill, he falls ill, he needs to go to the hospital. That's the case he talks about. Or let's say he forgot to do mechira. Like this year, I had my own shul this year for the first time in the Five Towns. I've been working in Eish Kodesh for 10 years beforehand as an assistant. Now I have my own kila. I'm doing a mechiras chametz this year. I'm very nervous I'm going to forget. I'm also, Rav Weinberg is going away to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. I'm selling also Eish Kodesh's chametz. So I'm really nervous. I'm selling about 500 people's families chametz my first year doing this. So I'm always thinking about it. On top of it, Rav Weinberg is like, relax, don't worry about it. We have plenty of time. I said, I need to start mechira now. I need to know what to do. I need how to sell things. We need to go through this. I'm very nervous. I'm not going to forget because I'm too nervous about it. But it's possible a rav the first year, maybe he forgets. Who knows? He forgot to do, or maybe he made a mistake in how to do mechira. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he was too bashful to ask for some guidance how to do the proper kinyanim, and he didn't do the right thing. Or let's say this has happened. Turns out the guy he's selling to is actually Jewish. No, it has happened. The Rav Willig, Rav Mordechai Willig in Riverdale, so many of the shuls in the tri-state area sell through Rav Willig. Rav Willig has an individual, I think his name is John Brown maybe, a very wealthy individual from Riverdale. He's been selling for years, and he can actually afford to buy all the chametz of all the shuls in the neighborhood, which is a lot, as opposed to selling, I'm not downplaying this, but as opposed to selling to the janitor who may not have the ability to buy all of BRS's chametz. But this is a genuine mechira that this individual in Riverdale can afford everyone's chametz there. And one year, someone was telling me this recently, one of the rabbanim who, it's a whole big procession, they go to Riverdale. So one of the rabbanim there was at by the kotel, and he saw the guy davening by the kotel who they sell the chametz to. He says, what are you doing here? He says, oh, it's my grandson's bar mitzvah. Like, my grandson's bar mitzvah, but it was through a mother. His wife may have been Jewish. He's not Jewish, but either way, it was fine. It's still good. Kedas kedin. But in a case like that, where let's say the mechira, the intention was to do it correctly, but it turned out it wasn't correct. So then Rav Osner is makel on all these cases of an onus gamur, where it be an incredible hefsid meruba. So that's one reason we can, in fact, be makel. Another reason they bring here as well, they bring a quote down in the Sefer from the Tshuvas Panim Meirus. Let's say the individual wanted to sell, but the sale didn't go through. The whole basis of why we aser, again, there is bittel. So midaraisa, there's no problem owning chametz. I don't own it anymore. But we say you should get rid of it either through beer or through mechira, because we don't want you to play tricks. But in a case where he certainly wasn't playing tricks, the supermarket owner wanted to sell it. He appointed a shliach. He clearly showed he wasn't playing any games here. And in the end, something didn't work out because of the shliach. That'd be another reason to be makel, because there's no games being played here. He really had everything set up in place. It's just something else happened on the other end. But lemaisa, we would paskin here that the supermarket chametz would be mutter. Now, we're not done with the discussion just yet. Let's say this whole conversation up until now was when there was a bittel, that the supermarket owner did bittel and he appointed the shliach to do bittel. What if no bittel was done? The case was that the supermarket owner asked the shliach to do the bittel and the mechira. He didn't do any of them. So now we're changing the whole case. No bittel was done either. So we said we could rely on the opinions that we could do a bittel, right? But let's say we hold, like the other poskim, that the bittel doesn't work. He didn't do a bittel. All he did was ask for a shliach to do the bittel. No bittel was done. Now in that case, so if there's no bittel, then the chametz would seemingly be usher. No bittel, no mechira. He owned it. Is now the individual, is he going to be chayv to pay? The shliach was supposed to do this. Was he negligent? He was given a mission. He was given a shlichus. And in the end of the day, he didn't do it. Is he responsible to pay if we assume that the chametz becomes usher b'ana? So take a look at the very last page. Page number four. The Shulchan Aruch writes on the top, there are two pieces here. It's the Shulchan Aruch to start with here, and then the Magen Avraham on the side. The Mechaber writes, Yisrael shehaya biyado chemso sheyisrael. Achar bipikadam. Let's say one yid is watching over chametz from another yid. As a pikadon, he's watching it as any other item. Yakvenu ad shah chamishis. Now, Erev Pesach comes. Reuven is watching Shimon's chametz. Reuven's getting very nervous. Nobody likes chametz in the house. He's getting very nervous. It's getting closer. Shimon, he's calling Shimon on the phone. He's texting him. He's not answering. He says, Shimon, if you're not coming to get the chametz, I got to get rid of it. What are you doing about your chametz? So the sixth until the fifth hour, don't touch her. If the owner, if Shimon doesn't come to collect his chametz, so Reuven should be responsible shomer. He should sell the chametz to a guy. If Reuven does not sell it, now the sale is over. It's too late. He can't go to the Rav anymore. What happens? Chayv levaru. He needs to take it to Bir Chametz, burn in the fire, Bezman Yisur, at the right time. That's the din. Okay. Very interesting. Now take a look at the Magen Avraham. The sifkat on the right side of the circle there. Eino chayv bachriso. Afa gavduhu eino over alav, even though that he doesn't violate it, meaning the shomer doesn't violate any Isser. I'm watching your chametz. I don't own it. There's no issue for me. Excuse me. Mikol Makom, Yevaro, the shomer should still burn. Reuven should still burn the chametz of Shimon. Shelo yavor alav hamafkid. So the mafkid, the owner, Shimon in this case, should not get an iser. So I'm doing Shimon a tova. Shimon gave me chametz to watch. I'm watching his chametz. Pesach's coming. I'll do my tova. I don't want him to get an iser of owning chametz. So I'll burn it, and he'll get no. Yes, sir. Even though I'm not responsible, even though I'm not getting a lob, I want to help the other guy out. Fine. V'yafagav de'efshe shamafkin machro lakum. But wait a sec. Isn't it possible? I own the chametz. I'm watching the chametz. I'm here in Boca. I'm Reuven. I'm watching Shimon's. Shimon could be an heir to sell. Shimon very likely sold all of his chametz. He said, I'm selling all my chametz in my apartment. I'm selling my chametz in my car. I'm selling my chametz wherever it might be. So the truth is, if he sold it, I don't need to burn it. Just like all this cereal in my cabinets, I don't need to burn if I sell it. So maybe he sold it, Shimon. Why do I have to burn it? So he says, you're right. Even though it's possible that the mafkid of machal akum, he sold it to Goy, and he's really covered, binin shelo yavar alav, so there's no issue anymore. Mikol makom, nevertheless, ein safik motzi midevada. Yishem alo machal. Because I don't know if he sold it. Maybe he didn't sell it. So I don't know. To protect him from a Suffolk Isser, I'm going to burn it. Ein Suffolk Motzi Midevada. I will certainly burn it. He might have sold it. So I'm going to protect him and cover his bases. And therefore, Lefika Chayv Levaru. I need to burn it. Now go continue down right below this next half of the page. Vinira Dehanifka. The Nifka is the one who's watching it, the Shomer. Chayiv Lishalem Dimea Pikadon the Mafkid. So wait a second. I'm watching Shimon's Chametz. And I'm told to burn it, so he doesn't get an iser. But while I'm burning his $5,000 of chametz, I need to actually pay him for the chametz I just burned. I just saved the guy from an iser deraisa, and I need to pay him. But says the Magen Avraham, you have to pay for the burning. Why? So if I'm watching your sheep, I'm doing your tova. You say, please watch my sheep. I'm watching it, and I see there's a lion coming. I could chase a lion with a stick. I said, I don't need to do that. I'm going to just let the lion kill the sheep. I'm responsible. Chayiv. The shomer could have saved the chametz. I could have sold it. Just like I could have saved the sheep and the lion. I didn't. I'm negligent. Here's what. I could have sold it. I'm negligent. That's what comes out. Hachanami, havalei lemocha kodem zman yisrael. I should have sold it. So what comes out is since he could have saved the chametz and could have sold the chametz, he's responsible to pay. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The Baal Atanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, argues. Says, no. He's completely putter from paying. The guy doesn't have to go ahead and sell the chametz. The selling the chametz is not a responsibility as a shomer. As a shomer, I need to make sure there's no damage. But to sell the chametz is going above and beyond. Selling chametz is what's called a shavas aveda. I'm protecting him from a loss. But that's not my responsibility as a shomer. I'm doing above and beyond, says the Baal Tanya, to save him from a loss. But that's not an animal coming attacking here. That's me returning the Shavas Aveda. But if I don't do a Shavas Aveda, I don't have to pay for that. So it's a big machlokas. What to do? Is he chayiv in such a case where he didn't sell it and he could have sold it? Or is he pater? So what are you supposed to do in this case? So what comes out from here is a big machlokas in the poskim. But he writes as follows. This case is not just a regular case. With the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Rav talking about, if I'm a shomer of your chametz, that's where he gave me the chametz 6 months ago. He never gave me instructions to sell it, to burn it. So now I know what to do. Should I sell it? Should I not sell it? But this case that we're talking about The owner of the supermarket gave very clear instructions, you're my shliach and my shomer to sell it. And since he was given those instructions and he didn't sell it, that's called negligence, according to all opinions, in which case he would be chayiv to pay because he was poshaya. And the final nekuda, and we'll finish with this, I know there's a lot of different pieces here, there's one other thing to think, this achosh mishpat works, is that do you assume that he forgot? Is that called negligence? Is shechacha called negligence? Is forgetting something called negligence? Is that called poshaya or not? So that's a big machlokas in the poskim, whether it is or whether it is not. In the end of the day, what comes out halacha lemaisa is that this particular bezdin assumed that he's the chametz is not usher because we could rely on the heter of the bittel was enough by him appointing a shliach. That was enough of a expression of his gilei das. The bittel was effective. There's no iserna. There's no nezikin. There's nothing to pay back. But that was the shaila. I will not be here next week, but I wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach. Always a pleasure seeing you guys on Wednesday.